It's not like speaking. It's better. Usually it's okay. So we spoke by Arichus about the Ratzon of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that every person should have Torah with Malacha. This was something that we learned about by Arichus, how to be successful in life. This was after the Chet of Adam Arishon, this is what changed. And there was a decree that a person has to have Malacha simultaneously, and then his Torah could be real also. And the Olam had the million-dollar question, which that's what I want to address today, which really the questions even back on the Mishnah itself, where the Mishnah in Kedushin that we brought down over the end of Pei Beis, it says, Rabbi Noroi Oimer, Rabbi Noroi said, Meniach ani kol umnisha ba'olam, ve'enim alamin es b'ni ela Torah. I'm leaving over all the umnises of the world, and I'm only teaching my son Torah. And the Olam was asking this Gvaldika question, what does that mean? What's the Naroi saying? If you're supposed to take on a job, and that's part of the Gzeira, after Chet Adam Rishon, this is what the Rebbeinu Shem wants. So what does it mean? Maniach ani, I'm going to leave it all alone. And it's like the Mazinski, and even the whole Musa of sitting in Kailo, what does that mean? You sit in Kailo, you devote yourself to your learning all day. Well, Hashem wanted you to go to work, I thought. What does that mean? You go to Kailo. So the emphasis is, if you look, the Briska Rav himself asked this question. The Briska Rav ala Torah on Parshas Chayisara, he goes ahead and asks this Ha'ara. Frek the Briska Rav, loy nizbayer. It's not clear when you read the Mishnah. Rav Naroi bo lachloik adiv Rameyer. Rav Naroi is coming to argue on Rameyer, which is the first part of the Mishnah, how it's important to find a job. It's the key of a kalal, like you said, clean and easy. So now Rav Naroi came up with another opinion. The whole Indian, you read that Mishnah, it's very not clear. It's Sarach Beer, exactly what's the Roy doing? Says the Briska Rav, the Haniro Loimar, I think we have to learn up this Mishnah based on something that we spoke about. And he brings down the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Lamed Hei. That Gemara in Brachas that we've mentioned, where the Gemara brings down the contradiction. The Torah tells me, on one hand, Vasafta de Ganecha, go out there to your field and gather your grains, go to work. On the other hand, the Torah tells me, Lo Yomush Sefer Torah Azem Epicha. Make sure the Torah doesn't leave your mouth. Day or night, full-time learning. It seems to be a contradiction. And we brought down the Gemara, that's the famous Machloikas. How do you reconcile this contradiction? So Mishmol learned, Hanag Bohen Minig Derech Eretz. Do it together. Hanag Bohen means be noyig, have a hanhoga with it. Means with the Torah, have Derech Eretz, have Torah, have work. With your Torah, you should have a job. That's how Mishmol learned. Shim Bayechoi, like we saw, said that it depends on which period of time. If Klal Yisrael's Oysim Ritzayin Shal Makoyim, then they don't have to work. If it's not Oysim Ritzayin Shal Makoyim, he says, and then that's where they have to go to work. That's how Rishim Ayichai learned. So the Gemara brought down, says the Briska Rav, that Abaya ended off, Harbu Osuk Rabbi Shmuel V'Olso B'Yadam. Many people practiced Rabbi Shmuel's opinion, and they were successful. Mashma de kaposak hilchasak Rabbi Shmuel. We paskin like Rabbi Shmuel, and everybody should go ahead and find a job together with that Torah. Says the Briska Rav, the Rambam, a famous Rambam, the Rambam says in Hilchas Shmita v'Yovel, the last halachas on Perek Yud Gimel begins halacha Yud. The Rambam writes, Kol Shevet Levi, we all know about Shevet Levi. Muzharim, they're warned, Shlo Yinchulu Be'eretz Kana, they don't get a share of property, they don't get land in Eretz Yisrael. And also, Lo Yitlu Chelek Abiza, they don't take any of the booty, the stuff that they come back with from the war, they don't get stuff either. And the Rambam goes on by Richas describing Shevet Levi. And he goes on to say, the Lama Loi Zacha, Levi Benachlas Eretz Yisrael. Why Taka is Levi, that Shevet, not getting any portion? Uba Bizasa, they don't get any booty or anything that they get from the spoils, from the war. Because they are separated to serve Hashem, to be in Masharis, Ulahoiris Drachov, and to teach his ways, Hayisharim, Umishpotim, Hatzadik, Lurabim, Shenemar, Yerim, Mishpotech, Yaakov, Terosel, Yisrael. Lefikach, therefore, this is their role in life, Huvdulu, Medakia, Oilab. They have to be separate from the regular ways. And then when they can't go out to war, and they can't be busy in their fields, and rather, Mori de Galoshim of the Rambam, Heim Chel Hashem, they're Hashem's army. Shenema Baruch Hashem Cheloi, Hashem benches his army. V'hu Baruchu Zika Lahem, and the Rabbeinu Shalom will be mezaka them and give them what they need. Shenema Ani Chelkecho V'Nachloscha, I am your Chelk and your Nachlo. You don't need a field there to throw as Nachlo. You have me, says Hashem. I am your Chelk and your Nachlo. The Rambam ends off the last halacha here and says, the famous Rambam, V'loi Shevet Levi Bilvad. And it's not just about Shevet Levi alone that this system was set up with many, many years ago. We still had a Beis HaMikdash and all that. But rather, El Kol Ish V'Ish, every single individual, Mikol Boi Olam, from all the walks of the world, Asher Nodva Ruchai Oisai, that he has an inner spirit that he wants to give up of himself, to devote himself. Li bodel, to separate. Lamoid lefnei Hashem l'sharsai. Any individual, no matter what shevet you come from, you decide you want to devote yourself to the Rebbeinu Shalom's avodah, to the Rebbeinu Shalom's service. V'holach yashar, and you're going very yashristic, k'may sh'asoh alakim, like Hashem made you originally, and you're devoting yourself kulay l'Hashem. U'parak mi'al tzavorov, and you throw off your shoulders, oil chel shmoinis harabim, the regular yoke of business and jobs and all that people are busy with, making a parnasa, harezin is kaddish kodesh kadoshim. If you decide to do that, you're doing something that's kodesh kadoshim, says the Rambam. V'yiyah Hashem chelkoi, and you have a guarantee that Hashem is going to be your chelik. V'yiyah Hashem chelkoi v'nachlosoi la'olam la'olmei alamim. V'yizkeh loy ba'olam hazeh, you'll have in this olam hazeh, in this world, Dover Hamaspik Loy. Enough what you need. Which means the guarantee, the same way the Levim were taken care of by the Rebbeinu Shloilom, and they had everything they needed, so too says the Rambam, in every generation, any person, you don't have to be part of Shevet Levi, any individual who wants to devote himself and throw off himself the oil of Cheshbonos HaRambam, the regular business and job, and he wants to instead go and devote himself to Torah, you have a guarantee that the Rebbeinu Shloilom will take care of your needs. This is what the Rambam brings down. So the Brisker Rav, who quotes this Rambam, says, Re'isi b'shem ha'gra, I saw from the Vilna Gaon, Mikor divrei Rambam elu. Where's the source of such a Rambam? How can the Rambam give you a promise? Don't go to work. Don't worry about panasa. Try to sell this to your parents. I don't want to be busy with work. I'm just going to learn Torah all day. We don't know that you can get a promise that you'll be taken care of. You don't have to go to work. Where's the makor for the Rambam? What's the Rambam's source? Says the Brisker Rav. This is the Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai in that Gemara in Brachas. V'lamadnu mizeh, what we're learning from this is, af al gav de ifsika hilchus like Rabbi Shmuel, although the halachos like Rabbi Shmuel, that most people, the hamoyin am, needs to find a job and all that, mikol mokoy, but still, Gamzu Mida Shabashim Bayecho Midihi. There's still this other Amhoga that really does exist. Vimbo Ish, if an individual wants to come with Nag Mida Zu to do Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and devote himself to learning, ain't it tzarech l'shum davar b'olam hazeh? He doesn't have to get involved with anything in olam hazeh. Ki Hashem yizkeh loy. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam will be mezakeh him b'olam hazeh, davar hamaspik loy, all his needs. B'li shum ishtadlus mitzidoi klal, without him doing any ishtadlus, Hashem will give him his needs. This is what the Brisker Rav brings down. So the Brisker Rav goes further and says, this is the answer to what we began with. Lefizet Nira, based on what I'm telling you, I have an answer. Hein, hein, divir Rab Meir Rab Neroi. This is the machloikis here in the Gemara, in the Mishnah. It's not really a machloikis. Rab Meir in the Mishnah here, that's talking to the multitude of people. Most people need to find themselves a job, and that's how they're going to be successful, both in their Torah and in Parnassa and all that. But Rab Neroi was saying, he's not arguing. Rab Neroi came along and said, although that's the halacha, however, by me, I'm choosing Amy Malamed is B'ni Ella Taira. I want my child, and obviously his child agreed to it, can't force his child, but he obviously Amy Malamed is B'ni Ella Taira, and he's picking the anhaga of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Midas Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, which is also a Midah, it's all a, also an anhaga that exists, that I'm being Maniach Kol Umnisha Ba'olam, the Amy Malamed B'ni Ella Taira. And therefore, he's going to have everything he needs if he takes this other route also. So, you know, the whole few questions. I want you first to understand the whole picture, and then we'll get back to it. So this is the Moiridika Rambam that the Brisker Rav is using, which is really the makor of what it means that you go to Kailu. Why it's not a contradiction? What's the pshat behind it? So really, there's a chazal that explains the pshat behind this. What does this mean? Right? The Rebbeinu Shem decreed, Adam Arishon, a chet, that we have to go ahead and have the Ola Parnasa. So what does that mean? Is another route, is another midah, is another al-hagba that you can take on? So if you look in the Mishnah in Avos, in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, there's a Moiridika Mishnah there. Rav Nechunya ben Hakana Oina, call him a Kabbal Alav Oil Taira. If you take on the oil of Taira, then Mavirim Imenu, we remove from you the oil Malchus and all Derech Eretz. The oil Malchus meaning the obligation towards the government, any oil that you have to take on for there, or the oil Derech Eretz is the oil of Panasa. The Rav explains on this Mishnah, if you mekabel oil Torah mavirim the oil of Derech Eretz, omol v'toyrech ha-panasa, the toil, the zeyas apecha that you need usually when you work, that the Rebbeinu Shem had in the original decree, that omol v'toyreach of Parnasa, which was a necessary ingredient after the chet of Adam Rishon, like we spoke about, but now you don't need it. If you have a different oil and you take on the oil Torah, so you're toiled anyway. It's not pshat you have free time. You have a tremendous oil of omol and toyreach of yegiya and Torah. So you're replacing that oil with a different oil. I saw from the Meiri, when he explains this Mishnah, he explains a little more about Richus. The Meiri writes, Kol makabel ol Torah, if you makabel the yoke of Torah, then mavirim the oil of Derech Eretz, oil Torah tavir mimenu, the old Torah will remove from you other Yigiyas that you might have, which means what's a loyma? His askus binyani oilam, all the involvement of oilam hazeh, you don't have to have that. Yazru ba chaveira v'shchein of a kreva of yaskim malachta of yazru ba. All the people are going to be doing the jobs. Actually, it's not a chul of atu imena. You don't have to go mivato from your Torah and do it, which means you're taking on a different oil. Rav Chaim Volozhin, Grad in Nefesh HaChaim, brings down, it's a Zohar HaKadosh that really speaks about this point blank. Chaim Volozh is in Perek Tezayin in Shar Dalet. He writes, the Zohar HaKadosh, Kol mi sheyedeya is the Lashon HaKadosh. Kol mi sheyedeya lasik b'toyer of Eina Oisik. If you have the ability to learn and you're not learning, it's a nice little law of oil derech eret. Then you have to take on, you have to be busy. And then we're going to place on you the oil of work. And that's why you're going to work even harder with a bigger amelos and a bigger tircha and a bigger yegia. Because you're not having it with the oil of Torah. So you can have a different oil. But he brings down Kamosh Kosovo Yisachar. Vayet Shechmai Lisbol. Yisachar, which is the shevet of Torah, tilted his shoulder to be soyvel and endure the hardship. Mishemata atzmoi. If you tilt yourself, vidarka in your way, that you don't want to be soyvel the old Torah, then vayhi lamas soyvel, you're going to have work. But if you take on the old Torah, then you don't have to have the oil of derech eretz. And this is the system that the Brisker Rav was mentioning. This is mamash the yisoid, that although there was a decree that from Adam Arisha that we need parnasa, it was a curse, like we saw. Really, parnasa anyway comes from the Rabbeinu Shlalom, and it makes no difference what you do. You have to just go through the motions. Those motions you have to go through are motions of toil. So you pick for yourself which toil you want. Do you want the toil of working in the field? Or you could pick the toil of Torah, and then you will have what you need and you won't have to go through the toil of work. I think it's good that I just want to explain this point for a moment. Just to make sure that it has clarity on what we're talking about. You know, it used to be very different. All the years before we came to America, the system was very different. Which means a person had to make a very one-time decision. A young bacher would decide for himself, am I able to be part of the Asara Batlanim? Which means every city used to have 10 people that were Batlanim, means they didn't go to work. And those people sat and learned all day. That was the 10 people that sat all day that should be Torah always. Or I'm ready to go become a Rav, or whatever it is. But the point is that I devote my whole life to learning. Or I'm not really, I can't do that. And therefore, of course, they went to work. And they would start working at a very young age. This was a one-time decision that a person knew for himself what he's about, and he made that decision. That was all the years before we came to America. Now, today in America, which is the Medina Shel Chesed, the Metzias changed tremendously. A person has the ability to sit and learn and has nothing to do with a life decision. It's, if you want to call it, a daily decision or a weekly or a monthly or yearly decision, but it's a constant decision you're making. What I mean to say is that we have the ability, with all the government assistance and, you know, all the different things that go on today in America, also all the wives work. You marry a young girl, they all have jobs. They want to continue the jobs when they get married. There's nothing to do with, like, you know, no one's asking them to. That's what they want. Today's world's made up of women working also. And a combination of both the government assistance that there is in the Medina Shel Chesed that we're in, simultaneously with wives who have jobs and want to continue working, it makes it very feasible for a person to sit in Kollel and learn, not because he's making a life decision that he's sitting in Kollel for the rest of his life, but he's able to prolong his Torah. So a combination of the facts that it's available, and a combination of the facts, let's face reality, you read this Hadairus. Tremendous, you read this Hadairus. Today, a typical 21-year-old, 22-year-old Bakar is not really ready to go into the workforce and just leave yeshiva and move on with life. Tremendous, you read this Hadairus made it that we could still use a little more yeshiva, we could still use a little more time. And if you have the ability to push it a little longer, with the Yeridus HaDairus of the Memtesh Shari Tumah that we're in, that when you do leave the workforce, you're not just going to the farm and being with some animals pasturing. You're going out to the workforce where the Hashpah is tremendously You know, the negative hashpo is tremendous on the human being. People saying real frum people who went out to the workforce struggle today. And if you're not even as frum as these people and you go more shaky before you go, you have even greater struggles. And the fingertips of our hands, we could touch, you know, tap into anything. And everything's at you know, available to us. And Rachman al-Atslan, the greatest of tumas are available in the Mela. Combination of all this above, this is why it became such a thing. That Baruch Hashem, in America, maybe the Baruch Hashem worked it out. Siyat Dishmai, he knew the Yeridus and Dairus, and simultaneously he made it available. That's why we find today this Tremusig of sitting in Kailal and all that, which changed from generations ago because it became available and it's more needed. Combination of both. But it's not a decision you make once in a lifetime. Which one am I cut out for? It's more of a constant decision. You know, something I could stay a half a year now, I could stay another year, I could stay another 2 years, whatever it is, a person's making a constant decision that, you know, it's not, I don't have to leave yeshiva yet. I can still push it further. I can stay longer. This is something that's, you know, just to have the clarity of what we're talking about, how it's very different than what it was in the days of old. You want to understand what Yeridus HaDaris means. I just saw over Shabbos, the Hesped of Menachos David gave on his Rebbe, the Reb Chaim Volozhin. Nachos David, we just learned the Nachos David, so we can appreciate it. Yeah, you read the Nachos David, you feel like, you know, you're your buddy-buddy with him. The Nachos David gave Hesped on Reb Chaim Volozhin, his Rebbe. What did he say? He said over that Reb Chaim Volozhin, there was a point where it was Negei, I guess, becoming a Rav or whatever it was. So he was told that he should, I hope something is right, I didn't plan on saying this. I'm thinking I've got it correct. That, I think it was Ruchayim Volozhin. I'm trying to remember now if it was Ruchayim Volozhin told him and Nachas David, or Nachas David was saying over Ruchayim Volozhin. I would have to look back. But Akapadam, what was said was, is that he was going to take on a position or whatever to become a Rav. So he said, okay, let me just chazer before I'm taking on the job. And he went through an entire shas, he chazed shas in a year and a half, and then he took the job. Can you imagine chazering shas, and it means Ian, for a year and a half, and then he went and took the job? You have to realize what we're talking about, and you want to know what Yeridus HaDaris means. You know, this is things that we can't even dream about. A year and a half time to chaz an entire shas. You have to realize who these people were, and where we're holding today compared to them. This happened either with the Nachas David himself, and he was saying over by the Levaya, or he was saying over about his Rebbe Ruchayim Volozhin. I don't remember exactly. I think it was Ruchayim Volozhin himself. I'm saying he was saying over about his Rebbe Ruchayim Volozhin. But I'll upon him, this is where we have to realize what we're up against in the world today that we're in. And Mela, this is the biggest story that we have to know about what it means, the opportunity of staying longer, and opportunity of joining Kailul and doing Kailul and all that. Now, I want to be Masber. What this means to say is that the world's running on two systems. There's a regular system which you all have basic emuna, which is the Gemara in Beitzah on the Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says, "Kol mizaynoisov shel adam ketzuvim loy mirosh hashanah." Everybody's parnasa is decided on Rosh Hashanah. Chutz betzai Shabbos, except what you spend for Shabbos kodesh is not included. Haitzai is yontif, haitzai is bonav talmud Torah, or paying tuition for your kids learning Torah. All those are not included in whatever number is decided. Whatever number is decided, a person, let's say the Rebbe Hashem decides, this person is making, let's say, $100,000 this year. So he's going to make the $100,000 because of the decree on Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't matter what job he's in, this job, that job, it makes no difference. The Rebbe Hashem decrees the number, and he has to just do his ishtavs and go through the motions. But the Rebbe Hashem is the one that's being fired, so it's not his job. And this means to say, just to bring out the point, let's say the guy decides to take an extra vacation. You know, he's in the mood, I want to go now for a week to Italy, and I don't know where the vacation spots are, and go there for a week, you know? He wants to take an extra vacation, a luxurious vacation. He can't say to himself, or, you know, let's say he decides, you know, he wants to buy himself a Tesla. He can't say to himself, you know, I'll work a little harder and I'll be able to cover my vacation, or I'll work a little harder and pay for my Tesla. Life doesn't work like that. The Metzius is the Rebbeinu Shalom decrees how much panasa you have, and if you indulge in extra things that you don't need, and it's extras, the extras are not covered. and therefore it's not going to help working extra. You're not going to get more money if you work extra. It doesn't work like that. This is the system of the Rabbanu Shem decrees how much money a person has. And Rechman Al-Tzlan, we find that people, you know, they say wealthy people sometimes have to go to Tayyum Cheshavas. This is probably the answer. Why? If you go for, do your research, you know, from the tri-state area, see what, you know, many times Rechman Al-Tzlan, there are stories like this. This is the explanation behind it. But Akoponim, this is one system how the Rabbanu Shem runs the world. It's a system that the Rabbanu Shem decrees how much panasa a person has, and you're going to get it no matter what. This is your panasa. Your job is just the motions you go through. And you should know the Gemara of Baba Basra brings down Daf Yud. It works together with this. And the Gemara says, Kishem Shem Mizanoisav Shem Adam Katsuva, the same way your $100,000 was decreed, Kach Chesronoisav Shem Adam Katsuva, your losses are decreed too. Which means it's impossible to beat the system. Whatever losses you're supposed to have, whatever you're supposed to make, and then whatever the loss is, the point is you're not changing your sum total. You think you make a few extra bucks, but then your washing machine breaks and you gotta spend that extra bucks over there. Or your car breaks down, or whatever it is. The Metzius says you're not beating Hashem's system. That's one system how Hashem runs the world. The Rambam's teaching us a second system. There's a system that you throw away the oil of Parnassah, and the Rebbeinu Shem takes care of your needs. You know what that means? Let me use myself as an example. A person who decides, let's say, to go ahead and join Kailal, or I believe Lanias Daiti Klei Kodesh is the same story, because you're not making it big being a Rebbe, so Mela Klei Kodesh, any Rebbe job you take on, it's the same story as Kailal. The point is, a person who takes on such a thing, he's tapping into the other system that the Rambam's mentioning, which means, it could be if I would have went to work, right? Chais, married a few years, decided to go to work. It could be the Rebbeinu Shem had decreed for me, you know, I'm a successful person, I would be making a good 7 digits probably, no doubt about it, I'd be making a lot of money. What I'm doing is, I'm forfeiting that system, that's what it means, I'm parak me ol savar ol chashbonus harabim, I'm throwing away work, which means whatever would be decreed if I would have went to work, which I would have made my money shalom. Whether I become a lawyer, an accountant, or I would have went and opened a business, I would have made that money anyway. The 7 digits that was promised to me, I would get. It would be Ketubah, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, I would get that money no matter what job I would go into. So I personally could have been making 7 digits. I would have went to work, I would have got all that money. But instead of going through that system in the world, I'm porek me'ol tzavar ol chashbon esha, I'm throwing that away. And instead I'm devoting myself to the Rabbeinu Shlom Talmud Torah. And in Melon now is the second system that the Rebbeinu Shem has that kicks in. And that second system is that the Rebbeinu Shem promises, Ani chelkecha v'nachloscha, I am your chelik and your nachla, means I'm promising you're going to have dover hamaspik. You're going to have all your needs taken care of. And it's a separate system. It's like I'm not tapping into the panasa system. The money, that money I forfeited. But whatever I need, the Rebbeinu Shem takes care of. And I'll tell you, Lani, I'm telling you, this is honest truth. You know, Baruch Hashem, it's many, many years now. And the Rebbeinu Shem always takes care of all my needs. At the end of the day, things never made sense. And, you know, big expenses come up. And big things come up and all that. And there's no money, in the bank account at least. And somehow the Rebbeinu Shem takes care of them. Everything falls into place. And all my needs are always taken care of. And it's mamash, it's Siyata Shemaya from the Rebbeinu Shem. This promise of the Rambam constantly playing out on a daily basis, I see with my own eyes. And I'm one person telling this to you, but this is going on with hundreds or thousands of Yungalite and people that are in yeshiva or Klei Kodesh or Abayim, whatever it is. They see this constantly. A special divine orchestration of the Rebbeinu Shem taking care of them. But Akabana, we have to understand there's two systems in the world. There's a system of the real Parnasa, and it's a system of throwing it away and just getting all your needs. These are the two systems that we're talking about here. You know, I once saw a Maridika letter. You know, you think it's a Maridika sacrifice. It seems like so difficult. There's a letter. It's written in the All for the Boss, a Maridika book I one time read. It's the life of Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Herman Zatzal, the father-in-law of Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg. Murdik, a story of his life here in America in the early years. So when his daughter got married, Rabbi Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, he sent them to learn in Europe in the mirror. So here's one of the letters that she wrote back to her father. You know, she was a young married lady with her husband, and she wrote a letter back to America to her father. And this is what she wrote. This is word for word what she wrote. Reb Chatzkel, this is Reb Chatzkel Levenstein, gave a schmooze in his house today. Reb Chatzkel related the following incident. This is what Reb Chatzkel said about himself. He saved a sum of money to help towards the marriage of his two daughters. But then he loaned it out to someone who really needed it for his business. It ended up his business failed, and Reb Chatzkel's money was lost. Since then, Reb Chatzkel had to borrow quite often to cover even basic expenses. He said, Reb Chatzkel, if I had my savings, I would be relying on that. However, since I have no money, I must rely fully on Hashem, and I've seen great hashkaka pratis. Sometime just 15 minutes before I need the money, Hashem sends me a way to obtain the money. Do you see Hashem's compassion in me losing my savings? Now my entire faith is only in Him. This is what she sheared from a shmooze that I guess her husband sent over to her from Chatzkel that she heard. The point being, what's Meirbivik about this letter, Rabbi Chatzkel is excited about living with the Rabbeinu Shalom of Dover HaMaspik Light, all his needs. Which means he doesn't have any extra money, no bank accounts to rely on or anything. He has the Rabbeinu Shalom taking care of him. And you see the excitement that Rabbi Chatzkel set over in living such a life. And as much as Mitzad Echad, it sounds like a sacrifice, Mitzad Sheni, having the Rabbeinu Shalom take care of all your needs is something that's a special feeling that you see with excitement. Rabbi Chatzkel is relating how now he feels so great that he's only relying on the Rabbeinu Shalom. You know, there's a maisa I saw brought down. There was a young man that was by Rav Shachs Koilel, learning in Panovich. And after a number of years of learning there, he went to discuss Rav Shach that he wants to go to work at night. He said, you know, I'm a little tight, and I want to go to work, take a job at night. So Rav Shach told him, he discussed with him, he said, it's not a good idea, don't do it. And this younger man, he was tight on money, and he felt like, you know, this is what I really want to do, and he went and did it anyway. A few months later, he returned to Rav Shach, and he said, I don't understand. I'm already working, let's say, it was like 5-6 months, let's say. I'm already ready for half a year, 6 months. And my income definitely increased tremendously, because now I work at night and I bring in money. And yet, at the end of the month, I'm tighter than I was than when I was in Kailua. Could you explain this to me? This is what he asked Rav Shach. I don't understand what's going on. Why am I so tight? My income is much greater. Rav Shach told him, Hadovor Poshut. It wasn't even a wonder. It's Poshut, Zok Rav Shach. He said, a younger man that shkua bilimud, he's shakua, he's sunk into his learning, devoted totally to his learning. Yesh hanhogum yuchedes, he has a special hanhoga with the Rabbeinu Shloilam. And the Rabbeinu Shloilam has drachim rabim, lahochalas abracha, to make the bracha chal on him, which means, he said, he says, mechainet hakvisa, means his washing machine doesn't break, and all the other things that he has in his house, nothing breaks, doesn't need a mechanic, he doesn't have to go to the doctor and pay bills, and whatever it is, a special shmira, the Rabbeinu Shalom takes care of him, that everything's going to work out perfectly, and he has what he needs. But now that you left yeshiva, ulahaskalava, you're starting to work, so you lost that special relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom, and now you're like a working person. A working person only working an hour or two at night is not enough time. So of course you're tighter. As a working person, you're going into the other system that we mentioned. There's two systems.
So you're not tapping into the system of the Rambam. So you're tapping into the system of avoid, of work. Okay, for work, you work a few hours a day. That's not enough. And really, that's why you find yourself tighter than before. This is what Reb Shach told him. You know, I had a personal maisa. When I was, I don't remember exactly the details of why, because it's too many years ago. But I was married for a number of years, and somehow I had some chivas that, I guess the credit card bill, whatever it was, something added up, whatever it was, I had a few $1,000s on a credit card that I had no way to ever pay it. And I wasn't sure what to do, you know? So obviously I started, I guess, paying the monthly, you know, the monthly fee, but the mice had a few $1,000s. So I was thinking maybe Taka, I didn't know this mice for sure, others I maybe wouldn't have asked. But I was thinking, you know, maybe I should find myself a job or something at night to be able to pay off this bill. $1,000, you know, work a little bit to pay it off. So I went to the Reshiva of Rucham Olshin to talk to him about it. So I discussed with him the whole thing, and I told him what I want to do. So Rucham told me, he says, is the bill weighing on you and bothering you? I said, no, not at all. I said, you know, I just want to be responsible. But like, b'chol not, I said, you know. So he said, it's not weighing you down and bothering you, he said, then just continue paying just the minimum monthly, you know, thing, and don't worry, the Baruch Hashem will take care of you. Now, years later, I never knew I was going to be a Rebbe at that point, so I didn't know, remember the details, but years later, I don't remember how it disappeared, but I can just tell you now, thinking back to that conversation, that bill doesn't exist anymore. How it went away, I don't even remember. Obviously, no one just dropped, you know, $5,000 down my chimney, you know? The point being is that somehow it got taken care of. I didn't go to work, and somehow it got taken care of. The point is that this promise, the Davar HaMaspik, the Rebbe Shalom takes care of us. We have to realize that when a person devotes himself to learning, there's a promise from the Rambam. And that's the two systems that we're discussing. Now, in learning itself, we have to realize, as much as I'm telling you, it's not a sacrifice in regard to panasa, because Rebbe Hashem takes care of you. And like Reb Chatzkel said, it's a gewaldig geschmack to have Rebbe Hashem taking care of you. Like Reb Chatzkel, Mamash said over with excitement, he feels better now than before. So as much as in that realm, it's not really a sacrifice, but we have to remember, in regard to devoting yourself to learning, in learning itself, there's a gewaldic of mysterious nefesh and sacrifice that we're doing. And like we mentioned already, I just want to cross-reference this marmokan that we've spoken about already. We already mentioned the famous Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noyach, where the Medrash Tanchuma writes, when it talks about learning Torah, he says, Torah shel bal peh, kosher lilmud, is hard to learn, v'yesh bo tzar godol, it's tremendous pain. It's darkness when you begin your Torah Shabbat Peh. And he goes on with Barichos talking about Azo Kamoves, the Kosha Kishol Kinasa. It's brazen as death and difficult to acquire. The people that are really going to devote themselves to learning is only Elamisha Uyim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you really love Hashem, b'chol liboy, b'chol nafshoy, b'chol ma'oidoy, if you have tremendous love for the Rebbeinu Shloilam, then you have the ability to devote yourself to learning. But if you don't really love Hashem, then it's very hard to devote yourself to learning. And so in Mela, we have to realize that what we're talking about here is a gavaldika sacrifice when it comes to learning itself. To devote yourself to Torah, whether it's now or later on, that's a gevaldik mesiras nefesh. And only if you really love Hashem, b'chol liboy, b'chol nafshoy, b'chol eidoy, you have the ability to do it. I just want to end with one last point. Maybe we mamshach almost shmooze about this, the topic. Someone gave me a copy of a Moiridika It was Askama the Beis Halevi wrote. This is in the 1800s, where they came out. You think art school is the first one to translate Shas? There was a person at that time who was translating Shas. And they came to the Beis Halevi for Haskama to translate Shas. Way before art school dreamt of doing what they did. So it's kedai to hear what the Beis Halevi says in regard to this point. He writes, which is Taka Mayredik, that in regard to helping Klal Yisrael, you're doing a great thing. Which we know, Atzko Taka did a great thing as a whole for Klal Yisrael. He writes, Yehusha keichachem al poil yedchem v'rav tuv osu l'beis Yisrael. You're doing great for Klal Yisrael. Asher gam ha-bal ha-bayis ha-trudim ma-sogas panasosam ha-bal ha-bos who's torin in panasa gam heim bi-yodom litoy ma'at. They could taste a little bit the Torah, because now it's going to be easier and more accessible to them. No question about it, says the Beis Halevi, doing something great. However, this is where he gets to the Musa. V'yan, however, what it bothers me is, ki kavonaschem, your kavona is, and you have in mind, even the young bachur. Now, Talmidim, even Lamar Hahekel Talmidim, to make it easier for the Talmud, the guy sitting in yeshiva, you want to make it easier for them too. Hamasa, the tremendous load that they're carrying, trying to break through a sugya, trying to harvest through Bor Mizgalgal, or Kelof Shnatal Chararo, you're trying to esteem it, you just wish you could open the art school and just somehow. Says the Beis Halevi, you think you're making it easier for them, this is where you're going wrong. Bezer Re'isi L'galois, for this I want to reveal L'kvoidom Daiti, what I hold. Making it easier for them and more accessible for the Talmud, it's not going to make them be begadol b'Torah. Asher nekaveh, what you're hoping for, you're trying to help the Talmidim shteig. You're not going to shteig and make it easier. Hanisoyin hoira, it was tried and tested. Hahipuch, the exact opposite. When it's easy, you're not successful in learning. When it's hard, you have to toil with Yegiya and Amelos, that's where you succeed in learning. Kol ha-shetom divshol shel Torah. Anybody who tasted the honey of Torah, ba'omol u'bezeyas apayim min arusay, when he was young, he toiled in learning. Hu lo yazvenu elamim. He's a person that sticks, and he becomes a ben Torah when he's a bachur, and he tasted what Torah is about with Yegiya and zeyas apayim and omol bin arusay. He never leaves learning the rest of his life. He's always going to be a ben Torah no matter where he goes later on in life. Gam ki yaskin. And says the Beis Halevi, we end with these words, im nira Talmud echad, if you ever see a Talmud, asher pono l'Hashem oirif, he turns his back to the Rabbeinu Shloilom. Neda betach, you should be secure and know for sure, ki gam bi yaldusoy, when he was young, his learning was lip service. Loi ba'amal, the loi b'yagia. He never toiled in a sugya. He never toiled on a taismis. He didn't have yagia la melus. Rak bidvar sivasayim was all lip service. Valkein hoyo l'machza, and that's why all of a sudden now he's missing Yiddishkeit and he leaves the whole Yiddish away. So this is a mayritika haskama the Beis Halevi gave many, many years ago. Talking about making Torah easy, Beis Halevi says, easy is a great Tayelus for Klal Yisrael, for the Baal HaBatim who are Torah b'malacha. But anybody who's not a Baal of us, our job, real B'nai Torah, is with Amelus and Yegiya to toil and learning. When you toil, that's where you really reach the Godless B'Torah. And that's what we're discussing here, what it means to devote yourself to your Rabbeinu Shloilom and Parak Me'ol Tzavar Yod Chavesh L'Rabim. And Be'ez Hashem will be mamshich at a further time.